You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Why We Pray by William J. U. Philip. This book is read by Maurice England. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition is published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Publishers, Crossway Books and Bibles. Based on Why We Pray, copyright 2015 by William J. U. Philip. Please visit ChristianAudio.com, Facebook.com/ChristianAudio, or Twitter.com/ChristianAudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. To the memory of my father, James Philip. His prayers, especially those from the pulpit of Holyrood Abbey Church, Edinburgh, were an enriching benediction for which I and countless others will give thanks all the days of our lives. Forward. In the pregnant pause between the Ascension and Pentecost, there's a prayer meeting in Jerusalem. Jesus had instructed his followers to wait for the promised Holy Spirit in order that they might take the gospel to the end of the earth. Luke records the gathering of the 11 apostles in the upper room. All these, with one accord, were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. It is no exaggeration to say that the church was born in prayer, and that the subsequent growth of the Word and of the church cannot be explained apart from their prayers. Jesus had made it clear to them that apart from him, they could do nothing. John chapter